This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. New talks are scheduled for today between Philadelphia and its striking blue-collar workers' union, now on day 8 of the picket line. Union officials say they'll put a new proposal on the table. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
If you can't stand the smell, can't stand the smell, blame it on Sherelle.
DC 33 picketers at the Port Richmond Sanitation Center got a morale boost from the president of AFSCME International, Lee Saunders, who told them to stay strong.
You are not alone. The AFSCME family stands with you, and that includes financial support. We will help you win this fight.
With the first week of the strike coming to a close, workers are facing the loss of a paycheck. But local president Greg Boulware says his members are willing to sacrifice.
Our resolve is strong. Our feet are planted.
City officials, meanwhile, say they're getting complaints about foul odors and unsanitary conditions at collection centers. Clean and Green Commissioner Carlton Williams says they're bringing in extra equipment to keep them clean, but ask citizens for help.
Do not place trash outside of these dumpsters. It causes a condition and slows us down in the collection process.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are looking for three suspects they believe were involved in yesterday morning's mass shooting in Grays Ferry, where a dozen people were gunned down, three of them killed. Philadelphia's police commissioner says 46 people in total were shot in the city over the holiday weekend. Six of them have died. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, he says this is the most violent time of the year.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says they're looking to see if any of this weekend's shootings are connected to the one that happened along Edding Street near Dickinson, where three people were killed during a pop-up party. Nine others were wounded.
Almost 140 pieces of ballistic evidence has been recovered. We definitely believe, based on our observation, a gun with a switch was involved.
A switch is a device which allows guns to fire automatically. He says teenagers were among the wounded, including a 15-year-old.
I don't know what opportunity you create for a child at 3 o'clock in the morning. That comes down to parenting, and that comes down their parental responsibility to make sure that their child is at home when they need to be at home, because I can't police myself out of a parent who's not engaging their child.
Eight people were shot at a bar and lounge on Saturday morning at 11th and Washington. Four other young men were shot in West Philly at 61st and Vine around the same time as the Edding Street shooting.
We do see an increase in our violence. We can look at our three-year trend and see that July is a month where we will have one of our highest levels of violence.
He asks anyone with information to call in with tips, even if they wish to remain anonymous. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police have arrested a man in connection with last Sunday's shooting that put a 68-year-old school safety officer in the hospital. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
On Saturday, police in Paramus, New Jersey, arrested 28-year-old Ariza Gianstibon in connection with last Sunday's shooting in Old City. Around a quarter to two the morning of June 29th, a school safety officer was leaving his shift near Penn's Landing, according to authorities. Police say two drivers, one in a white Kia Sportage, the other in a black Dodge pickup, had just gotten into an altercation on I-95, in which the Kia driver pointed a gun at the other. After a chase led them to Columbus Boulevard near Dave & Buster's, they flagged down the officers, authorities saying they likely believed he was a part of the police department. Police say when the school officer tried to intervene, the driver of the white SUV opened fire and shot him in the face and torso. The suspect had last been seen driving eastbound on Girard minutes later. Now Gianstibon will be extradited to Philadelphia to face charges. Meanwhile, the school safety officer, who is a retired Philadelphia police officer, was taken to the hospital in critical condition. He has not been identified. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
Children's health is on the decline in the United States, according to a new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to a local doctor who co-authored the article.
A child in this country is 80% more likely to die compared with children in other high-income nations, mainly in Europe, according to Dr. Christopher Forrest, a professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the director of their Applied Clinical Research Center. He was a co-author on the research article where he found that infants and older kids have an increased risk of death.
That's both infants who die at higher rates because of prematurity and sudden infant death syndrome, as well as older kids who have an increased risk of death from guns, gun violence, car crashes, and overdose.
Forrest says he was a resident at CHOP in the 80s, and it was rare to see kids with chronic conditions. Now it's one out of every two kids in large health systems like CHOP. And according to Forrest, children from financially stressed families tend to have worse health.
How do we support mothers who are pregnant and then have a child who needs that mother for 6 to 12 months? There is no national paid parental leave, unlike many other countries. And that has definite implications for kids' health.
He says there's not a single problem or policy that will fully address this problem.
This generalized decline in kids' ecosystems is going to require communities to come together, for us to start working together rather than to stop pushing each other away.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.